So I've heard that some of you might be a little chilly this morning. But I have to tell you, I think it feels wonderful. So I appreciate the concessions that you're making for me. And I'm also going to use the podium for some support, too, this morning. I honestly, I didn't even know it was cold. It feels great. So there's a phrase that's thrown around this time of year called the December dilemma. Has anyone ever heard that phrase before? The December dilemma. And the idea is that right now, this time of year, it feels like the entire world is caught up in the spirit of the holidays. In particular, the spirit of Christmas. Christmas carols and eggnog and lights and presents and food. And the dilemma for many of us is, what are we supposed to do during this time? How much significance and import do we give our own holiday during this time? How much significance are we supposed to really give the holiday of Hanukkah? The question that many of us ask ourselves is, well, Hanukkah is supposed to be a minor festival. And so are we supposed to match the intensity of Christmas? Or should we be giving Hanukkah a back seat and instead, as we usually do during the rest of the year, apply more significance and more import to holidays like Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So I was thinking about this question because one of my favorite professors at the seminary in New York, the Jewish Theological Seminary, Rabbi Judith Hauptman, a Talmud professor, in fact, she's come to speak here several times before, she put on a webinar for rabbis and asked that very question. How significant should Hanukkah be? And to ask a bunch of rabbis that question is very unique. And so what does the rabbi of rabbis do? She turns to the Talmud. And what she did is in the section in the Talmud that speaks about Hanukkah, she actually pointed to a story about miracles that occurred a significant amount of time before the Hanukkah story. And that's what rabbis do. In order to answer that kind of question, how important is a Hanukkah holiday, they answer the question with another story. And so the story that the rabbis tell is the following. They actually speak about the Mishkan, about the tabernacle, and the lighting of the menorah in the tabernacle. And what the rabbis point to is a miracle that actually happened every single day in the lighting of the menorah. What would happen is the high priest was given the responsibility of making sure that the light would continue in the menorah from dusk until dawn. And so he would come back every morning to make sure that the light had continued. But what was interesting is that every morning, without fail, even though he put the exact same amount of oil in each branch of the menorah, there was one light that would continuously burn. Now you have to remember that. The exact same amount in every single branch, but one light refused to go out. And that was the westernmost light, the light that we call what? No, so good point. The Shamash is what you're saying, but this isn't the Hanukkah story. This is the story that's found in the Torah. This is about the Mishkan, the tabernacle. It's actually the Nir Tamid. The Nir Tamid. And so what the rabbis did is they took a pre-existing story about miracles, because that's what the rabbi saw in this. I mean, how could it not be a miracle that every single day one light continued to shine, even though there was the exact same amount of oil in each and every branch? It was a miracle story, but a miracle that occurred every single day. So the rabbis took this story from the Torah and they applied it to one of the darkest times of the year, this time of year, in which the sun sets early And in the Babylonian Talmud, they speak about the Zoroastrians and how they too, how the rabbis too were in a way envious of the other holiday seasons that were going on around them. And they said, we have to find the light within our own tradition. So listen to those similarities, because what happens in the story of Hanukkah? Well, there was one cruse of oil that was supposed to last how long? One day, and how long did it last? Eight, exactly. So it sounds eerily similar to the story in the Torah. So you go back to that question. Did the rabbis think that Hanukkah was a significant holiday? I'd say so. Because if the rabbis took the time to adapt one story to fit another, then it meant that something was missing in their lives during this time of year. It meant that they felt the need to recognize the miracle in the everyday. And that's exactly what the Nir Tamid signifies for us. Every time we see the light of the Nir Tamid, what we're supposed to remember is that God hovers over us. And when we feel as if we're in our lowest point, it's God's light that brightens our spirits and uplifts our soul. So Rabbi Hauptman says, when you light the Chanukiah, yes, you're supposed to remember that original miracle story. You're supposed to remember the Nir Tamid that sits within our hearts every single day. And when we find ourselves in despair and melancholy, which many of us are feeling at this time of year, and especially now with the events that are occurring in our world, we have to remember that the rabbis wanted us to see the miracle. The Nes Gadol Hayah Sham, the great miracle that happened there, but the great miracles that happen here, each and every day of our lives. And so the way Rabbi Hauptman ended this seminar, I was a little surprised. But she's a grandparent, and she said, look, give the gifts, eat the latkes, celebrate with music and song and laughter and delight, because the rabbis wanted us to. Embrace Hanukkah. Embrace the holiday. Embrace the miracle. And remember that God's presence is in our lives each and every day, if we're willing to recognize it. Shabbat Shalom.